You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Gaon HaTzadik, as his brother in Pirkei Avot, it was Mishayare Knesset HaGedolah. His brother, he was appointed as a Kohen Gadol for how many years? No, that was Yohanan. Shimon HaTzadik for 40 years. And as his brother in the Gemara, he was a very special Kohen Gadol. And the reason was that during his time after Kohen Gadol, every year, Lashon Zehorit, the red ribbon, always turned white in Yom HaKippurim. And also it's brought that the candle on the south side, is called Ner HaMaravi, never went off. And also the fire on the Mizbeach was always on. And there are many, many other, like Korban Omer and so on, that has a special... Right, yes. So now, here, also it's about a story in Gemara, Masechet Yoma, 69 page, Samech Tet, the story about Alexander Mogdon, that the Shomronim, those that they didn't believe in Oral Torah, they have a different term today. They call him reform or conservative. So they slandered about Yehudim to Alexander Mogdon. So he came to Yerushalayim. And then Shimon HaTzadik went to greet him. So all of a sudden they see that Alexander Mogdon comes down and bows down to Shimon HaTzadik. So, what is this? What is he doing? So they were very surprised about the reaction of Alexander Mogdon. So he explained to them that any time that he goes to the war, actually, Shimon HaTzadik, he sees them right in front, and he guides them where to go. So actually, he's the one that the cause that he always succeeds in his wars. And then, you know, what happened to the Shomronim and so on. And they had a place in Har Gerizim, and then it was destroyed, and they're not around anymore, really. So now, after Shimon HaTzadik, he had a brother named Elazar Hayashish. Actually, it was the one, as you know the story about Talmai HaMelech, that he decided to make Torah Tehillim Lusha part of the library. So he had 70 elders to translate the Torah. So Elazar Hayashish, the brother of Shimon HaTzadik, he appointed these 70 elders, the Chachamim, and actually they fired him because he didn't do the right thing, because that was a terrible thing that happened. And then after him, he had a son named Menashe that took his place. So after Menashe, when he passed away, who took place after Kohen Gadol? Yohanan. So here we see, we have Shimon HaTzadik, and then Elazar HaYashish, and then Menashe, and then Yohanan. And who was the son of Yohanan? Who? Matatiah. Hanukkah. Now we get to Hanukkah now. So as we say in Al-Nisim, Matadiah ben Yohanan Kohen Gadol. And as you know, the children of Matadiahu, how many children he had? How many? Five kids. And what was their name? Yehuda, Shimon, Yohanan, Yonatan, and Elazar. So the term that is given to them is Hashmonai. So why they have this term? So as we have in the Tehillim, a term that is brought, Ye'otav Hashmanim. We know what Mizmor that is? It's a very famous Mizmor. It says, Ye'otav Hashmanim. Tzidak Hashmonaim. The Mizmor 68, that means the very great rank, very high, great people. So Hashmonaim, that means the very top, high, great people. And some say that they were from the city of Hashmon, because they were born in the city of the Hashmon, and they had a flag as the title they had, Maccabi. So what does Maccabi mean? And also, Matatyahu Kohen ben Yochanan. Matatyahu Kohen Yochanan. And also, Baruch Kebot Hashem Mimromo. So he has three messages, Maccabi. One is, Mikamucha Vadim Hashem. And the other one is, Matatyahu Kohen ben Yochanan. And the other one is, Baruch Kebot Hashem Mimromo.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.